wife had been around people that were patriotic, you know, people that knew what the Jews were up to and everything. And he wasn't religiously Jewish. He wasn't a Jew and maybe he was born racially, but he wasn't a Jew by mentality.
Right.
So, I mean, to him, his whole life was based in the right wing, with being with right wing people, a very, very, scarce person, you know, in history. And, I always knew him to be loyal. You see, what he got in trouble with is he was a fanatic about collecting stuff. And what he did in New York that got him in trouble is he put some Nazi stamps from World War II along with American stamps on a letter and sent it to somebody, and the post office department came down on him like a hammer.
And they put
him in jail for 5 or 10 years for this so-called crime, because the German stamps were on the envelope, the Nazi stamps. That's where he caved in. I think he caved into that. And then after that, as soon as that happened, a few months later, then the New York Times is coming out with an article exposing him as being a Jew because they couldn't get to him any other way. I think he probably did kill himself because it was just it was too traumatic for him.
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, I over the years, people have brought his name up to me, and they've said, oh, don't you think he was just an ADL agent, an infiltrator? And I've said to them that I knew what your opinion on the matter was because we had discussed it. I said, no, I said Jim Warner knew this guy and thought that he was sincere.
Well, he was just frightened and scared, I think. I think at that point he thought he was going to jail for several years. They had put him in a prison outside of Los Angeles for 6 or 8 months or someplace. And you know, New York. I'm sorry. And he'd been in jail before for demonstrations and stuff up there. So I think he was very scared to go back. You understand that he might be killed or something.
Okay,
I
hear the music coming up, folks.
All right.
We are going off to our hour break. We will be right back. With
all
Jim
right.
Warner. Stay tuned.
Ask you not to read between the lines. Hope that you will come right on time. Whoa, whoa. And they'll lay you down low in the DC.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out at AmericanFreePress.net. And check out the Barnes Review History Magazine at BarnesReview.com. Okay, folks, we have a special guest here, and when I say a special guest, I mean a special guest, because I don't have a lot of guests on this program. But our special guest here tonight is Dr. James K. Warner, longtime publisher of the Christian Defense League Report, a real pioneer in the truth movement here, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody who's been at this for a long, long time, and as you can see, he is still a very youthful, energetic guy who hasn't lost a bit of spirit, despite the fact that he's been roughed up, jailed, defamed, spied upon, and God knows what else in his long, and I would say prestigious, career. You can write Jim Warner, care of the Christian Defense League, or simply CDL, at P.O. Box 9166, Mandeville, Louisiana. No longer Metairie, it's Mandeville, M-A-N-D-E-V-I-L-L-E, Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470. Jim, welcome back to the second hour, and appreciate you coming aboard.
No, I'll tell you, Dan Burroughs was a good guy. I think Roy Frankhauser probably made him panic to kill himself. Roy Frankhauser, I think, sold out, was an agent for the ADL or somebody.
Well, you know what? You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you about Roy Frankhauser. He just died a few years ago, and he had been a very ubiquitous and enigmatic. I like those words, ubiquitous and enigmatic character, and there was definite evidence that he had, in fact, had been on the ADL payroll, and he was certainly working at various times for U.S. intelligence, and he was the guy who was with Dan Burroughs at the time Dan Burroughs died, and that's where a lot of people raised that question as to whether Dan Burrus was murdered, but I think you take a more nuanced position.
I think Dan was frightened to death of going to jail, you know, and being exposed. From all the articles I've seen, what Dan Burrus was afraid of, the only friends he really had were people in the patriotic movement. And if he lost those friends, that was basically the end of his life. And he lived for the movement. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what he was born or anything. He was a special case to me. And he was afraid that he was being exposed by the New York Times, where the article came out after he died, and that he was going to lose all his friends and all his support. And I think just Roy Frankhouse was staying at Roy's house in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I think Roy just nagged him to death and pushed him over the edge to kill himself. I think that's what happened.
That's a very interesting analysis. And you know what, Jim? From everything I've read and heard from people who knew Roy Frankhauser, who dealt with him, that sounds like that's probably as close to what we can ever get as to what really did happen there. You know, speaking of this kind of thing, talking about the agents and so forth from the ADL and people like that. This guy Roy Frankhauser was moving a lot in a lot. Well, repeating myself here, but Frankhauser obviously was one of these intelligence operatives. Now, you have spent a lot of time in recent years in New Orleans, and the city of New Orleans, as you know, it's probably as different in reality as what people imagine it to be. But
right.
One thing that has always bothered me about New Orleans has been the fact that the city has been dominated for so long by the Times-Picayune newspaper, which, of course, is owned by the Zionist Jewish Newhouse family. And I know that when old Mr. Newhouse bought the New Orleans Times-Picayune, he bragged, "I just bought New Orleans." And I just wondered if you could comment on the political... Oh, well, here we go to the break already.
Okay, get your hands.
On to the break already. We're going to be right back with Jim Warner. Stay tuned, folks.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. As we went to the break, I was posing a question to our guest, Dr. James K. Warner. Jim, I was talking about the city of New Orleans and its environs. It's always been dominated by the Newhouse family-owned Times-Picayune newspaper, at least during the last 25 years.
Since integration came in, he bought up a bunch of papers, not just one.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to just kind of get an idea of how they dominate the politics of the community.
Well, what they do is he knew there was going to be integration in these areas, and he bought up the papers. These non-Jews sold out to him, and some of them went on as editors for life and things like that. You know, they got their payoffs. They got their money. They didn't have to work there anymore. So Newhouse just used these papers to put propaganda out, pushing the idea of integration and against any patriot that was fighting it. And that's what happened. They did a thing and attacked me for 5 days in a row when I had made some statements and the front page articles. I mean, it wasn't local reporters. It was reporters they brought in from all over the country to get me. And they did it. I mean, they destroyed me down here. I mean, you know, it's just one day after, I've never seen in my whole life a situation where a newspaper runs articles attacking your life 5 days in a row in the first page in a newspaper. 5 days in a row to destroy me.
Yeah, well, now, there we go. This comes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, we talk about the power of the press, and here you've experienced it firsthand, and it's coming out of the Newhouse Press. And the Newhouse family, of course, are big financial backers, in fact, of the New Orleans office of the ADL in particular. I know that for a fact. So these attacks on you were coming right out of the Jewish power elite, and that's, I guess, the price you have to pay when you dare to speak out. With Hurricane Katrina, of course, we all know New Orleans has lost population considerably, and now the Newhouse family has trimmed back publication of that newspaper to only a couple days a week.
Thank God.
Exactly. Well, that's interesting. Now, I guess that is a good way of looking at it, yeah. Well, I guess, Jim, in that respect then, I mean, how can people in local community, I mean, here's the thing. Here's a city like New Orleans, which in many respects is about as American as you can get, and yet, on the other hand, it's very different from the rest of America. But the Newhouse family, they own medium-sized newspapers in medium-sized cities across the country. And then we have the bigger newspapers. I guess I'm asking, Jim, how can local people fight back when their local newspapers are controlled by these powerful Jewish interests? I mean, what can we do? I don't know.
Well, they won't put letters to the editors in for you unless they're watered down about segregation, you know. Nothing of the real stuff will get like Willis publishes and things will ever be in those papers. I mean, they'll talk about integration and somebody about various problems, conservative problems, and they just don't let anybody speak out. So what are you going to do? I mean, I can't go down and force them to put articles in the paper that I want my views. They say, well, where's the money for the ads? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all free for them. It's all space fillers. It was. So I mean, when they want to attack, they just attack. And what can you do? What am I going to go down with $10,000 to pay for a page ad for a day?
Right,
you
exactly.
Can't do
See, this
like
is what
that.
I mean. You know, people just don't. A lot of people, Jim, just don't really understand how deeply rooted this Jewish media control really is. You know, it's like that. You know, they don't quite get it. They maybe see their local weekly or daily newspaper, and they don't understand what's going on when you have one of the richest families in the world controlling, you know, all these newspapers across the country and dominating the media right there in the local community. So you've just described it to us. 5 days in a row, you're on the front page of your local newspaper.
Front page? That's key space. I mean, my picture's on the front, everything in my house. Put pictures of my house open. Well, they did attack my house. But I mean, a few years later, somebody attacked one of our buildings and smashed out the front with a car. But I mean, the thing of it is, I mean, they did this on purpose. They put the picture of my house that I had before the flood in the paper with the picture of everything, the street I was on, so somebody would attack me.
Well, there, that's exactly right. I'm glad you pointed that out. You know, I had forgotten that, but I remember either reading about that or you telling me about that. That's what people need to understand. I mean, you know, when there are stories about politicians in the paper, or when there are stories about, they don't put the pictures of their homes and tell where they live. But here, one of the most distinguished Jewish families in America, which gives their money to one of the most distinguished Jewish organizations in America, the Anti-Defamation League, they use their daily newspaper in New Orleans to attack you and to focus on you, and they even put your picture of your house and name.
And the address.
Yeah,
and the address.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
Now, how many people out there, I know we have a few people who listen to this program, who don't agree with what you and I are saying here, and they're sitting back thinking how really rotten and terrible we are for saying what we're saying here tonight. But I wonder how they would feel if you or I were to publish their picture in our newspapers and publish their address and say, hey, this is where Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so or Rabbi and Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, Rabbi and Mrs. So-and-so live. People would be condemning us left and right. They'd say that Mike Piper and Jim Warner and Willis Cardo were trying to stir up hate, that we were trying to get people to hurt these people. But they do it to you, and that's called reporting. That's called journalism. Well,
No, there's nothing you can do about it. What can you do? There's no way I could pay $10,000 a page to counter them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of anybody that could do that.
Yeah, it's so rare.
None of our people.
Yeah, I mean, the Newhouse family alone at one time, Stephen Birmingham, the society writer, said they were the second richest Jewish family in America. And just a few years ago, Fortune magazine ranked the Newhouse family, the brothers Donald and Cy, at the eighth richest people in America. So yeah, your resources don't quite come up to the eighth richest family in America, eighth and ninth richest family in America.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just a guy and they're attacking me with it. it's easy for them to attack somebody when they have all the money and all the influence and we have nothing.
Yeah, and it's getting increasingly more so that they have all the money and the influence and we have even less than we ever did before. But, you know, let me ask you, on a bigger picture, Jim, I guess, you know, you've been at this for so long. Do you see the, as a consequence of the Internet, I'll pose that question specifically, do you see the Internet as being a positive thing in terms of fighting this monster, or do you see the Internet as maybe having become problematic?
Well, it would be positive. I really thought, I was really enthused with it. I thought it was really going to be positive when it first came out. But what they're doing is there's so many idiots going on there, putting crap on there and stealing everybody's material. And I mean, everything you publish, everything we publish is being put on by people anonymously on the net. So if we want to sell different things, even our books, our booklets, they're stealing everything. So how do you fight back from that? They deprive you of a livelihood. They're supposedly pretending they're patriots, and but they don't do any research or write any books. They just take everybody else's stuff. So it's really a detriment almost. Really, you're supposedly getting the word out, but I don't know how we're supposed to do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, see, that is the problem. That is the problem with the Internet. I don't think a lot of people who are, you know, so many people are constantly on the Internet, and they're on the Internet searching for information, and they know what they're looking for, but this is what... But most of the average Americans out there who are accessing the Internet, they think it's really something. They think it's really special that they can get on the Internet and read the New York Times, or they can read the Los Angeles Times, or they can read the Washington Post on the Internet And they think they're really informed as a consequence of that, and they don't know that they can come to sites like Republic Broadcasting and listen to this broadcast. They have no reason to know. You know, so that is a sorry thing about the Internet, that in some ways it almost seems like it's becoming like we're circling the wagons rather than on the attack, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you notice on the Internet, more and more you're not able, when the Internet first came out for the first 10 years or so, you could get to any site you wanted and just run off newspaper articles and stuff. Now, I'm not saying to reprint or anything, just to run them off for doing articles and things. But now, everything is, they stop you from getting to anything unless you subscribe to their publications.
Yeah.
You notice that?
That's one of the big debates that's going on, you know, as to how to do this, you know, how to bring traffic to places and so forth, and you know, and it's so controlled. I mean, when you go on Google now, if you innocently type the word Jew in, Google then will, you know, some person just types in the word Jew in a Google search, Google sends up all these messages that say, "Oh, we hope you weren't offended by anything you found here. If you want to get the truth about Jewish people, please go to the website of the Anti-Defamation League." Things like this. So, I'm not sure. I'm not sure really. I keep going back and forth on it. I'm not sure really if the Internet has been that valuable in the bigger picture. I know I've used it successfully for communication with people, and making contact with people I would have not probably had otherwise had contact with. But in terms of really getting our message out there, I'm not so sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, before I forget, there's a thing I just caught about a week ago. It's from Russia. It's English language with people that speak Russians that speak perfect English.
We have a break coming up.
Go ahead. I'll tell you when you come back.
Yeah, hold that thought. All right, we have a couple callers here, folks. We'll be going to you shortly, but we will be back with Dr. James K. Warner. Stay tuned, folks.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Dr. James K. Warner. We do have a couple callers, actually three callers lined up, and we'll go right to you. In the meantime, before we went to the break, Jim, you were talking about a website.
There's a Russian language news channel now. It's RT.com, and they have offices in Washington, D.C. It is the best channel in the world. These people have everything. They don't hit the Jews, but they hit the Federal Reserve almost every two or three days as a rotten bunch of bums, and they're attacking them on there, and they're attacking the housing swindle and swindling people out of money on their properties, and up to date news on the Middle East that tells the truth. You've really got to get your people to tune into it. It's called RT.com. And you go on their site, and they'll give you the directions to get on to everything. And this is 24-hour satellite news from Russia, and it's wonderful. They got things defending the Palestinians, everything else.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think I'm familiar with that. I think it may be Russia Today or that RT.com.
Yeah, Russia Today. It is RT, but it's wonderful.
Yeah.
RT.com. Just go to tell your people if they got computers, go to RT.com, and they're going to get the whole works that they can read over and copy down and get in touch with them. Because it's really, when I go to one channel, I say Wolf Blitzer, and I go see the idiot on Fox. I mean, it makes me want to throw up. And I see these people on here, and it's 80% of it is stuff that's just wonderful.
You know, that's funny, Jim, because I was just thinking, as you were talking about that I know in your newspaper over the years, you had a lot of very interesting foreign news that obviously never appeared anywhere else in the American press. And it made it very, very clear to me that at least overseas, as much Jewish power and influence as there is in so many of these countries, of the West, that there's always been just a little bit more openness and freedom in the media itself than there is in the United States, at least in my opinion. What do you think about that?
Well, going by the Russian channel, I mean, it's one. While I had the TV turned down, the tone off. But while I was waiting for you to get back to the phone, they had a guy on from antiwar.com. Can you believe this?
Okay.
The program.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. I mean, see, there are good things out there that, you know, it goes both ways. I guess
on this channel or on RT.
Yeah, I always said that one of the first things I'd do when I became dictator was shut down the internet, and then I would spend an entire week deciding what I thought should be on the internet and what shouldn't be there.
Well, I'm telling you, if you got people listening to this and they go to RT and they like it and they watch the show, I don't know what chance, different channels all over the country, they're getting in almost every community now in America by satellite. If you like it, get your friends to get onto it. I mean, you're going to find some stuff you don't like on there. Everybody finds something they don't like about anything and everything.
Exactly, but at least
you're going to find something you disagree with, but it's 90% of this stuff is hitting at what the people that destroy not only America, but the world. And I'm really surprised that even Russia puts this stuff out. So Putin's doing something right.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. See, that's my point, that it's funny that you can actually...
Right now, there's a program on civil split, fear over controversial Israel army Arab enlisting. The Orthodox Jews and Arabs do not want to go in the Israeli military anymore. They're revolting over there, but it's only on this channel.
Yeah, right, see, so there you go. I mean, they're actually getting more freedom in some respects in their media in other countries than we are here in the United States.
That's what we were doing before. But, you know, I just had to tell you that people should get something besides Wolf Blitzer and Fox News.
You know, it's funny, Jim. I was watching cable when I was out of town a couple weeks ago, and as different as all the major mainstream networks are in their news reporting, they're all really the same. They have a different veneer, but you know, you get underneath that veneer, and it's the same cheap wood that's really, really put together in a haphazard fashion, and there's not much substance to it. You know,
I wish you people would. A lot of people, if they're listening to this thing, they would get on RT.com. They can like it or dislike it, but they're going to find mostly stuff they like on there, including attacking the Federal Reserve and trying to destroy it.
Yeah, I mean, even to find that kind of coverage on an issue like that here in the United States. I mean, even though people, they will talk about the Federal Reserve, but not to the degree, well, like shall we say, not in the same realm that Eustace Mullins would have. But
no,
it sounds to me like this RT.com is definitely an alternative to the American media. And again, it comes down to people, you know, people being able to find these alternatives and to recognize them.
I found it by accident. I didn't know about it. I was just going through the channels and it came across. I said, man, this is not Wolf Blitzer for sure. Let me tell you.
That's an interesting way of looking at a media presentation. This is not Wolf Blitzer. I like that. All right. Well, Jim, we are going to be going up to our half-hour break. And when we come back, I think we've got some callers up here who are anxious to talk to you. So
I'm sorry to have interrupted you a bit, but tell your people about this because they're going to have a ball with this station.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything to get the word out. That's the important part.
So, right.
There you go. All right. Well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we have 3 callers lined up right now, maybe a few more, but we'll try to squeeze y'all in during our final half hour. This is Michael Collins Piper, and you know the number here. It's 800-313-9443. And you can write Dr. Jim Warner, care of CDL, Christian Defense League, P.O. Box 9166, Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470. That's Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here from Washington with our special guest, Dr. James K. Warner, who is literally a guy who has been there and done that. And I can tell you out there listening in the audience that you can be lucky also that it hasn't been done to you what's been done to Jim. Anyway, we have some callers lined up here. We have Alex from New York who's been sitting quite patiently waiting to come aboard. Alex, please come aboard.
Hello again, Mike.
How you doing, Alex? What's going on?
Everything's great. Say, James?
Yes.
Have you ever watched Press TV?
Press TV? No, I don't believe I have.
Oh. That's another channel, a great one. They talk about the Jews there sometimes.
Press
well,
TV
is really great
the Iranian...
it's
an Iranian-sponsored television station.
It's from Iran.
Oh, that Press TV, I'm going to have to watch it then. any connection, but I mean, you got to watch RT.com. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I watch it every day, every day.
Oh, well, then okay, so that's good.
But there's, I was about to call it the Aspen Gold to Keith Johnson. I'm a big fan of Keith Johnson, a big fan of Keith Johnson. You know him, right?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
There's
one guy on there talks about the Federal Reserve every day on RT, man. He's really great.
Yeah.
He's tearing it down.
Can I have Mike on, mate? Can I have Mike?
Alex, you know, we have a very bad connection there.
Mike, I was about to talk to Keith Johnson in his interview recently. Hugh Johnson's interview.
Wait, you know, I have such a bad connection with you. Could you repeat that, Alex?
Keith Johnson's interview. Keith, Revolt of Plebs?
He writes for American Free Press. Yeah, what did you say about him?
I'm a big fan of him.
Keith's a good man. He's one of the more intelligent people out there writing today, I have to say that.
No, but, like, he recently reviewed a guy, Sasson, and Sasson's just an idiot. A pure idiot. I mean, literally.
You know, Alex, I am absolutely losing you.
A recent review of Sasson, and he's an ignorant man because he doesn't like. I'm sorry.
Alex, listen, I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to cut you off because I cannot hear a single word you're saying, and what I do hear you saying, it keeps jumping in and out. So I'm just going to have to move on here. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if it's your phone or what the problem is, but we're going to have to move on here. I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's move to New Mexico with E.T.
Hello, Mr. Piper.
Okay, how are you today, E.T.?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right.
Listening to you two, I feel like I'm in on a big secret. You know, all roads lead to Israel.
They do?
Any researcher who doesn't acknowledge this is not worth his salt. You know, I'm not a racist, and I've never been a white supremacist. But when you do the math, all roads lead back to Israel.
No? Well, you know, I'm not sure that's necessarily the case because there were a lot of problems going on in this world before the State of Israel was established in 1948. So I mean, I guess maybe those roads led up to Israel in 1948, but I guess maybe I'm saying that it's a that the picture goes a little bigger than Zionism. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree. I agree totally. It's
okay.
It's very old. Very old.
Yeah.
And they've been dividing this country, and they're pitting the blacks against the whites, and they keep us fighting amongst ourselves instead of looking at the real enemy. You know, it's unbelievable. And I wonder, why are they so secret and clandestine? Now, why don't, if they own everything, they own the Senate, they own the Congress, they own Hollywood, they run the New York Times, they run it all, they run everything. Why are they so secretive and clandestine?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure they are secretive in a sense, maybe, because, you know, I mean, I read Jewish newspapers all the time, and I'm talking about Jewish community newspapers, and in those Jewish community newspapers, they brag openly about their power and influence, and you know, you turn to the mainstream newspapers, and their message is out there. Jim Warner, what do you think about that?
They do put their message out there in these papers. They're not shy about it. I mean, going back to about 1918, 1917, they used to talk about them being a race and everything. I've had it in my publications, but they don't do that anymore. They cover it up a bit, but it's still the same. It's still the same song and dance. And they do admit certain things, but you just got to be more clever to pick it up now.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's kind of funny because Mark Glenn and I, again, this is the second time I've cited my conversation with Mark Glenn yesterday, but Mark and I have these weekly powwows in which we get into some of this stuff, get down and dirty, and you know, we were talking about that it's really become so in your face now, at least in Mark's opinion and in my opinion, that every time you turn around, we're getting more of this Zionist Jewish garbage shoved in our faces and down our throats and through other orifices and we're just supposed to say nothing about it and accept it because, well, they're God's chosen people and there was a Holocaust and 95 million Jews were killed and things like that. So E.T., how do you mean they're clandestine? Because I don't think there's anything clandestine about them at all.
Mr. Piper, that just because the average man on the street doesn't seem to have any clue about Jewry, international Jewry, and you take even in Hollywood, if any of my peers, like you take Brad Pitt, who just was in that piece of trash, Inglourious Basterds.
Oh yeah.
And, I mean, if there's anyone in Hollywood or in the music industry that says boo against Jew, they're out. They're out. And they've been brainwashed and mind controlled not to even think about it.
Well, you know, I tell you, when we're talking about hardcore economics there, but I mean, you look even at Mel Gibson, as much grief as he caught from the Jews, his film, The Passion of the Christ, was one of the biggest box office smashes of all time, making Mel Gibson very personally a very wealthy man. And I'm not so sure. See, I guess what I'm saying is that as much power as the Jews have, as bad as their influence is and as negative as it is, they can't control everybody all the time. And they can't force people not to go to see motion pictures that people want to see. And yet, despite the fact they campaigned against Mel Gibson, people showed up to see his movies. So I mean, I think we're in agreement, but I think we're just kind of looking at it from a different perspective.
Okay, well, I just read a really, really good book. We were talking about Russian television, and I recommend this book. It's by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It's called The Gulag Archipelago.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good book, a good read for any I'd recommend. So, thanks, Mr. Piper, Mr. Warren. You guys have
Thank
a good night.
All right, appreciate
you. Good night.
Oh, E.T. You know, I might mention, folks, he just talked about Solzhenitsyn's book, The Gulag Archipelago. The Barnes Review has published in a special issue extensive English language translations of the book by Solzhenitsyn about the Russian-Jewish relationship. This book by this Nobel Prize winner is available only in Russian, will never be published in the United States because it talks about the Jewish role in communism, written by one of communism's most articulate critics, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It is available from the Barnes Review. Okay, we have another caller. We have Darren calling from America. Darren, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay, first off?
Absolutely.
Very good. I'm calling in from Magic Jack, so if my connection gets a little fuzzy, just let me know.
Oh, it sounds real good.
Very good. Great show tonight. When I first heard the words Bolshevik, I thought, wow, okay, let's see where they go with this. And you guys are right on. You're right on target. I've been talking to a lot of people about what the Bolsheviks and who the Bolsheviks were and how the genocide in Germany pales in comparison to what the Bolsheviks did to the Russian people. Good Russian, good people, very good people. And they come in and they just murdered, 100 million, we don't know. Your comment about RT, I want to shed some light on that. I had a neighbor who was picking up RT off of his antenna, his aerial antenna. And I kept walking into my mom's house, and she was watching CNN or something like that, and I had to just, I couldn't just stand there all the time and tell her where the lies were as Wolfie Baby was speaking. And so I said, look, we have to get RT. And she wouldn't, buy any more cable, so I put an antenna on her roof, and we cut cable. And now all she watches is RT.
Isn't it a wonderful program? It's wonderful. I mean, it's just great. It's like a breath of fresh air.
That's interesting. Over the break, I checked out their website, and I was amazed at the factual information just right there on the website alone. Yeah.
It is. Let's be clear about this. This television station just didn't appear by accident. It is there for a reason. And I would say this is something Bolshevik. I don't know, but it's there for a reason. It didn't just show up, haphazardly. Oh, look, here's the truth finally. No.
Wolf Blitzer, that's for sure. That's right.
And I have to agree with, however, it's a great program, and I enjoy watching it. However, I haven't watched it in about a month and a half. I've been off of cable and away from the television for a while. But I started to notice that they're not telling some truths. And let's be clear about something. They're not identifying the New World Order. And as long as they don't identify the New World Order, they're not telling the whole truth. And we need to hold them to that accountability publicly and on a program like this. RT needs to get their act together. If that's possible, if this isn't just another ploy, just another level of deception, the media, I've worked in the media. I worked as an actor, I worked as a scriptwriter, in front and behind the camera, built sets, and you guys are dead on when you say Jews, gays, and gay Jews. One-third of the industry fits that category. I left because I just got tired of it. The New World Order needs to be identified in the news, or it is not legitimate news.
Now, Dan, I know where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with you. I would just comment that that these guys over there at RT.com, wherever they're coming from, literally, whoever is backing them,
the satellite.
where it says, yeah, no, but I mean, what I'm saying is that they're probably at this juncture doing just about what they can do, because when you start going beyond a certain step and talking about the New World Order, that's when you start having to engage in a whole new process of educating people. But
that's right.
I see, but I understand your point. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just kind of reflecting on what they're probably trying to do, if they're trying to do what we hope they're trying to do, qualifying it that way.
Well, let me qualify that. You're right. And I don't want to take away what RT is and the valuable tool that it is. I came home after being away from home for a dozen years and met up with a friend. And over the two-year process that I was there, I had to deprogram a friend who was reading a lot of books. He was reading Tom Hartman and listening to his program, which is pro-democratic. That's ridiculous. The guy is a shill. He's pro, you know, he's telling people to get out there and vote. And, you know, he'll, when someone like, all right, don't get mad at me now. When someone like Alex Jones puts something out there that, come on now, I understand. When someone like that puts out there something like, okay, FEMA camps are true, and, you know, someone like the media begins, the false media begins to shake and quiver and say, okay, we need to talk about this because we're not relevant. And they need to be relevant. And that's why you're finding different tiers of truth, including RT. But as long as that RT is out there, it is good enough to get someone off of RT. By no means would I ever put someone in front of RT and say, okay, good night, take care.
I see, that's a good point, exactly. Well, see, you know, that's what it comes down to. That's why, you know, I've always said that people need to read as many differing points of view as possible, even up to and including Jewish newspapers and Jewish-controlled newspapers like the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the others, to get as many differing points of view. Jim, I think you would agree with that.
You need to read everything and find out what's going on, except you need to cut Wolf Blitzer off. he's done enough talking for Israel. Well, if we can cut him off with RT, at least some of our people won't be completely brainwashed. So I would thank God for that, let me tell you.
All right, listen, Darren, appreciate your call. Very insightful, and hope you'll call in again. We are going through the break now. We have one more caller we can squeeze in after the break, and that's Chris calling from Las Vegas. I wonder if Chris is getting any money from Sheldon Adelson. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike. Okay.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We are wrapping up a very interesting 2 hours with Dr. James K. Warner. We have one more caller we're going to squeeze in here. That's Chris calling from Las Vegas. Chris, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Mr. Michael Collins Piper, and especially your preeminent guest, Mr. Warner.
All right, thank you.
I really want to tell you that what you're speaking to is so right on the money. This RTTV is a testimony to the disparaging nature of the journalage, or lack thereof, in America, and the lamestream media is making itself totally irrelevant by producing nothing but propaganda, and we're having to go to Russia to get some true news.
You know, I'm laughing, but you're absolutely right.
Well, it's truly insidious, but whenever they have to go out of the country to be able to produce an element of truth because of the propagation of propaganda in lieu of it, it is really a truly, it should be a waking of experience for Americans. And I must say, Dr. Warner, that your associations with Eustace Mullins, I am so envious of. I've read much of Mullins' work, his Secrets of the Federal Reserve,
right,
Rape of Justice, Murder by Injection. There's another one on the Jewish faith. It's very expositive, and learned so much from the consummate investigator and fact checker who worked for the Congressional Library and the only individual to ever be fired from that position.
Okay. Thank you. Well, yeah, Eustace has a published record there in his books. I hope Jim Warner would maybe someday be able to put together a compilation of all the stuff that Eustace wrote for his newspaper. I think that would be a book that a lot of people would want to read. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for your call. I want to wrap it up here in these last final moments and express my thanks to Jim Warner for coming aboard. It's been a lot of fun, Jim. I wish we'd have done this a long time ago, and I know our audience enjoyed